Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiterica. May I please have an email address on the account you're calling in about?
Yeah, I just received this. I was trying to figure out who the refund was supposed to go back to. I got a text message saying there's a refund going back to someone.
And I can look at the account for you. May I have your email address?
Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, and Colton, the letter N, like lowercase N, Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N-S, mom, at gmail.com.
Thank you for that information. I didn't see an account with that email address. I can try looking up the account by your phone number.
740-624-9936.
Thank you for that information. May I please have your first and last name?
Susan Shoemaker.
Susan Shanika.
Shoemaker, S-H-O-E-M-A-K-E-R.
The account isn't under a Misty Coleman?
Yeah, she had this number before me.
Thank you for that information. I have located an account for courtrecords.us.org. This account was canceled and refunded on January 27th, and that was the only refund. It was a charge of $18.95 being refunded to your account.
Oh, okay. The Misty that you're talking about, she had this number before me. That's why I was trying to figure out who it was for.
Yes, ma'am. It was for Misty Coleman.
Yeah, because see, there was a Misty that was supposed to have this number before me, and a Connie Thomas was supposed to have this number before me. So I keep getting their stuff for some reason. I don't know why.
Ma'am.
So I was just calling to see if it was for, that's all, because, like, I was confused.
Yes, ma'am, it was for Misty.
Okay, like, I don't know how I dispose of their messages and stuff. Like, I don't know how I can release, like, not even receive the messages for them or anything. I don't know how to do that. Like, they must not have updated their phone numbers to anybody or something. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.